Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Once again, we're back, and Max Skriner is with us again. Max, welcome to the show. Why are we doing this show, Max?
Roy, that's a good question, but the answer is in short three letters, God. God said to do this. It's, you know, he grabbed me and turned me into an evangelist. I didn't start off that way. I knew he'd made me an artist and a sculptor and painter and those things. But I didn't know I was going to be an evangelist. And part of that is just to bring people to Jesus any way I can, fast as I can. And God gave us the vision of the garden. And that
kind of acts like a magnet, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The back of the
just
garden
attracting people.
Sure does. But what's happened is also he's got this radio show that you know you had suggested for years. We needed a radio show, and the time wasn't right. And then suddenly God showed us the way that we could do it, and we even got a prophetic word from Dr. Mahesh Chavda that said you're going to be doing something else now. That's to the side. It's okay. Do this. And so we see this as a way to share about the incredible stuff God's doing up on the mountain in Kerrville, Texas. With people over the radio. And so that's why we're doing the show, is really just to lift up the Lord. And but people can get saved right here on this radio show. You don't have to wait till you go to Kerrville, Texas.
And I think that's part of the miracle of the cross, is the fact that people can listen right now to our voices and they can be saved right where they're at, where they're listening.
Yeah. And he calls us all to be his witnesses and to testify. He doesn't call us to be judges or attorneys or any of that. He says, I want you to be my witnesses. And so that's what this show is about, is being a witness for the living Jesus Christ.
Well, every week we have a part of the show that's called Miracle of the Week, and it's one of my favorites where you talk about some of the miracles that have happened. If you would, Max, share our Miracle of the Week.
Okay, well, let me share one. We had a lady that came up to the cross, and she all saw this stuff going on, wasn't quite so sure about it, and hearing about this glitter and this glory dust stuff and these miracles, and she wasn't, you know, quite sure that fit in with her understanding and theology, her version of Christianity. But then God surprised her and touched her, and kind of like the Apostle Paul at first with Saul, she got convinced, yeah, this is really God, and I want in on it. And so it was a really neat miracle, and God's doing that with thousands of people. But he did it with one lady that's a real special lady.
Who is the lady today that we're going to talk about?
Surprise, surprise. We have got her here in the studio. That particular lady, which kind of represents probably thousands of other people, is Luetta Roschke. And she was here with us on the radio show last week. But we've got her back. And she was one of those kind of like Thomas that was a little skeptical about all these stories and stuff. But I just thought it might be great to invite her to give her perspective on what's going on that mountain and what she thinks. So, Luetta, welcome. We're glad you're our guest today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Luetta, was that true? Were you suspicious, as he was saying?
Absolutely. He is so right. I was all in on the cross, the sculptures, praying for people, people getting saved, healed, all those things, but everybody talking about this glitter or this glory dust, I thought that was way out there. I did not believe it.
So what happened that changed your mind?
Well, I said to the Lord, I've always been this way since I was a little girl. Anything that God had, I wanted it. So I said, Lord, if this is really true, if this is not fake or something really out there, then I'm going to ask you to prove it to me. I was just like Doubting Thomas, you know, let me stick my hand in your side. Lord, you've got to show this to me. And because everybody that was saying it, I would just kind of
smile
it off.
I'd smile
and think, well, that's nice, and go on, because I thought, this cannot be God.
Until it happens to you. So
yes.
Tell us about that. How did it happen?
I was up there leading worship, and I was leading worship every month outside, which is wonderful out there, leading worship around that cross. And all of a sudden, I just felt the heavy Shekinah glory of God, the presence of God, just heavy, just came all around me. And I was worshiping, and I never will forget, I was singing a song called I Adore You. And it was just, as far as it was, I tuned everybody out. Nobody else was there. It was just me and my Lord. And I was just loving on him and singing I Adore You. And I literally felt like somebody came up behind me, and Jesus wrapped his arms around me. It's what I felt like. Jesus walked up behind me and wrapped his arms around me. And I'm just singing. I mean, it was just a real still presence of the Lord. And I was singing very quietly and gently, and people singing with me. It was just like almost a hush. And whenever I got through, when we got through with it, I was just kind of in my own world there with God. A lady came up to me and she said, you know what I saw while you were leading worship? I said, no, what? She said, I saw Jesus walk up behind you and put his arms around you. I said, he did. And then after that, go ahead.
Yeah, that's when I looked over at Luetta, and she was just covered in the glory. And again, I didn't know she was a skeptic of this, because she was very polite to me, because I would have been
so
the main nut.
So she had to believe that she believed.
But I looked over at this woman, and she's standing there in front of the cross, and the Spirit of God is all over her, and I see it. But it's also sparkling. Her face was radiant. Her arms were radiant. It was on her clothes. And she was just covered that day with probably thousands mm-hmm. of those sparkling particles. Mm-hmm. And I said, let me get the picture. So I got the picture. I'm the guy with the camera. And so we captured that moment. But it was quite amazing. And I think it was a turning point for you mm-hmm. In your personal theology.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, Luetta, you are a charismatic, spirit-filled Christian.
I am, and I have been since I was 12 years old, and lo and behold, that's been many years. And so I've been around the miraculous. I've been around, you know, what we would call the baptism of the Holy Spirit and miracles, manifestations, signs, and wonders. I've seen all that. But I was taught to beware of spiritual Fruit Loops and flakes.
Right.
I was taught to be very careful of the supernatural. But you know what I figured out? You can be so earthly-minded that you have no heavenly good. And you can be so concerned about just being natural that you miss the supernatural. And I said, dear Lord, if it's real, I want it.
You can be so afraid of getting a wrong spirit that you miss the real Holy Spirit.
And God's trying to get out of the box.
Yeah, and we have to trust that God is strong enough to keep us from getting a fake if we'll just simply ask Him, God, show us if it's true. And you did, and He did.
So you're a volunteer at the Cross, too, aren't you?
I am, and I had been volunteering for quite a while up there, and still I would, when Max would go into this about the glory dust and glory flakes, I think, Max, if you just was quiet about that, more people would support and come. More people would help us if you wouldn't say that.
And what did Max say when you told him that?
Oh, I never said it. I never said that. I was just polite, and I just thought, bless Max's heart. He's such a good evangelist, but he's kind of over the top. He's a little crazy. That's what I thought. Because people were getting saved, I was going to hang in there with it. But you know what? God is blessing. There's fruit. Right. Not spiritual fruit loops, but there's fruit for the kingdom of God up there.
I have to confess, when I first met Max, I was a little bit the same way.
Everybody's like that.
But after you're around him for a while and you go to the Cross and you talk to these people and you all these different people from all these walks of life and you this is real and these experiences they're having are real and provable. Then it's like, well, I guess Max was right.
Right. And you know, Max and Sherry are both very real, and they are totally, completely sold out, completely dedicated and committed to God's calling upon their lives, and they're doing something that's never been seen before, and God is using them.
Now, you have your own ministry. Tell us a little bit about
that. I do. I am an ordained and licensed minister, and I've been actually in a ministry since I was 12 years old. I started being a children's church pastor at 12. And I've been preaching and teaching for all these years and leading worship. And now God has blessed and opened the door for a TV program on Impact Network. And so that will start airing on September 8th, once a week. And we're doing CDs and podcasts on lueta.org.
Tell us more with what God is doing for you.
Well, you know, I feel like a little kid in a candy store because God is allowing me and my team to be a part of what God is doing on earth, the earth today.
You have a band.
We do. It's called a Cross Generations Band, and we are exactly that. We have the younger 20 ages, and then I won't tell you my age, but it's a lot older than 20. And
she's just a kid.
And so we have that group. There's actually 9 of us now on our team. And so we're different ages, and we want to minister about the cross, a cross generations.
And they're great, by the way. They're great. And Sherry and I have heard tons of good bands, Christian bands.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, we will.
What are some of your dreams?
My dream is to preach and teach and minister the gospel all over the world in music, podcasts, whatever way there is. That's my dream. That's what God called me to do at 12 years old.
Well, and if people are listening right now and they want to know more about you, how do they get the website and Facebook?
They can go to lueta.org, and on there you will find broadcasts from my previous TV programs. You will find out about our new Impact Network Be Free program on there. You will also hear our podcast and check out our team, and you can also book us to come and minister.
Max, Sherry, any closing comments today? We got a little time.
Well, Lueta is just a good example of somebody that was drawn to the cross. You know, like the moths to the light. God is light.
About that.
There you
like
go.
Like a bug to a light. That's
right.
She was, with that.
And she was willing to fight through the fruits and the nuts to get to the cross. You know? And she got up there, and like thousands of other people, they found that the presence of God is so strong on this piece of land that they're able to experience things with the Holy Spirit that they've never experienced. Anywhere else. And so we just want to invite everybody to come have that experience.
Well, Max, what did it for me was the actual presence of God and the manifestation, the miracles, the signs and the wonders. That's I said, I don't care if these people are crazy, I'm going to be crazy.
I'll
be like them.
That's right.
Let me be crazy.
Yeah, because we actually, when you find out it's so good, you want to just be close to God. And I told, you know, previously I've said, I told God a long time ago, don't do anything fun without me, God. I want to be in on it. And if it's God and it's real, I want it.
I had to redefine what crazy meant to me because I used to have an idea what I thought crazy was, and then I started running around with Max and some of these other people, and then I realized, well, wait a minute. They're not crazy. They just fulfill with the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. Then I look back in my life, and I say, well, how many of those people that I thought in my life were crazy when really they were just filled with the Spirit?
Yeah, and the Bible says be filled with the Spirit of God, not with getting drunk, see? And literally you can have so much fun with God You don't need drugs. You don't need alcohol. You don't need all that other junk, because you can get into doing so much fun stuff with the God Almighty that other stuff pales by comparison.
You know, and it's not that you can't experience God, obviously, in a lot of churches and a lot of other places. But we don't know why it's occurred this way. But there's something special about that mountain. There's something special about that cross. And if you don't believe us, all you have to do is just do what I do. Come up there sometime and just hang out and just meet people and talk to folks and just watch them experience the cross. And when I started doing that, because it wasn't that I wasn't a believer. It's just that I, you know, it's like you. Mm-hmm. He's talking about all this lights and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, you know, but when I started experiencing it and I started seeing it around other people and then I'm talking to them and then they see it themselves, you're like, what's going on here? So there's something magical. So if you're listening right now and you want to get a taste of that, then come to the cross in Kerrville. Max?
Yeah, I just agree with that and say amen. And again, folks, our God's real, and He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He is a miracle-working God. Remember, I'm the Baptist Eagle Scout, Texas Aggie. You know, I didn't want to go anywhere that wasn't real, and that's what I told God. And so all you have to do is cry out to God and say, you know, I want to know you. I want to know more about you. I invite you into my life. And one reason the mountain is so good, I think, Roy, is because we haven't put any limitations on the Holy Spirit. We just said, come in this place.
We're going to be here.
And
we're
glad you're here. To do whatever you want to do. And that's the surprise of that mountain.
And people are listening. The most important thing we can say to them right now is, what's the website and how can they reach us?
Yeah, the website's full. It's just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or www.thecrossatkerrville.org. And we have hundreds and hundreds of stories and photos and videos.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Today, I'm back with some more quotes. The first one is from Chrissy Schoon from Facebook. Unexplainable feeling of peace and calmness when you visit the empty cross. I was with a group of women from my church in Corpus Christi, Texas. We received anointing and beautiful diamond-like golden dust came upon our hands, shirts, and faces when we prayed. Words cannot explain the occurrence. I look forward to going back real soon and taking my mom. Wow, Max. Thank you for sharing this powerful update. You are amazing. Your faith and persistence are encouraging to me and to many others. Blessings for divine vision, inspiration, illumination, and energy as you prepare for the garden dedication on September 13th. Your faithfulness to the King will pay rich dividends. Joseph Peck, M.D. Okay, let's see. This one is from Linda, Reverend Linda Chandler from Host Ministries in Leander, Texas. Thank you for being such a blessing in our lives. You are always in our prayers. I was visiting Kerrville with a pastoral colleague. I have been to the garden many times and have seen it continue to blossom in its called vision. Today, I decided to stop and read the scripture and meditate before returning to the Austin area. I had the distinct impression I would meet someone. Sure enough, God led Rogelio Acosta from Mission, Texas to this place. After a lengthy talk, he gave his heart to Jesus. God is doing amazing things here. Amen and amen. And here's one from someone I know quite well. God Himself is rebranding Kerrville. Texas is a place in America where the God of the Bible is still revered and lifted up. This happens to be my own hubby, Max. The first time I came to this place with my girlfriend, I cried and had a feeling inside of me that is unexplainable. Very pretty place this is. Anonymous. Okay, we have one from Christy in Kerrville. This is a gorgeous park, for lack of a better word. There are many beautiful bronzes relating to the story of Jesus. There is also a huge prayer garden where you can find a rock, write your prayer on it, and toss it in with 1,000 others as you offer up your own special prayer. never seen anything like this before. If you are a believer, this is a must-see. You will go away feeling renewed. This was from Christy from TripAdvisor, and that's all for today. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel and Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecross@kerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.